弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brother and sister.
我们很高兴，我们星期天的主日再一次的在云中相聚，我们来敬拜神。
We're very happy that we can use a Zoom to worship together on Sunday.
那么，今天我们会继续讨论门徒训练的主题。
And today we will continue to talk about the theme of discipleship training.
那么，在前两次的分享当中，我们思考了什么是门徒训练。
For the last two times, we talk about what is the discipleship training,
以及为何教会要推动门徒训练。
And why the church want to promote discipleship.
那么上周我们通过回顾耶稣给门徒的大使命。
So last week, we reviewed the Great Commission of Jesus.
那我们就更加清楚教会的目标。
So we made it very clear why is the goal of our church.
乃是要使万民做耶稣的门徒。
It's to make all people to become disciples of Jesus.
那么今天我们分享的题目呢，就是说你愿意参加门徒训练吗？
Today the topic is, are you willing to participate in discipleship?
我跟大家要分享我们门徒训练计划的一些细节。
I'm going to share some of the details of discipleship training.
不过在今天的信息当中我们有一个特别的安排。
Today we have a special arrangement.
那么安娜姐妹呢将和我们前来分享一下她在门徒训练当中的一些心得。
Our sister Anna will share with us some of her experience in discipleship training.
那安娜以前在她的青少年的 group 或是在读大学的期间都曾经接受过门徒训练。
Anna was trained, well, had a participate disciple training, and also then when she was involved, when she was in college.
那她毕业之后呢，也投身于 CCF 的学生事工。
After graduation, she committed herself to the student ministry of CCF.
那么带领一些大学生呢，在信仰上扎根。
And leading quite a few college students to build foundation in their faith.
所以我们今天希望从她的见证当中我们能够很好的体会神在其中的作为。
So hopefully we can understand God's work in it from her testimony.
好，那现在我就把时间交给 Anna。
Let's give a time to Anna.
Thank you, Pastor Chen.
谢谢陈牧师。
We live in a world that is not conducive to our Christian journey.
我们现在活在一个对我们基督徒一个不是非常利的一个旅程的世界中。
If we go with the flow and do not actively work on our walk with God, we find ourselves drifting away from God.
如果我们随波逐流的话，不积极努力与神同行，我们就会发现我们跟神的关系越来越远离。
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed."By the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
罗马书第十二章第十二节说到，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
The struggle to walk with God, being in the world and not of it, is especially difficult for our current day.
当我们觉得跟与神同行有个困难呢，是因为我们还在世上，但又我们不是在世上，所以就是特别有一些挑战。
The mainstream worldview is more and more hostile to the biblical Christian worldview.
这世界上的主流观呢，越来越敌视基督教的世界观。
It is also especially difficult for young people navigating their formative years and figuring out which worldview is correct and worth following.
对于年轻人来讲的话也非常的困难就是当他们在度过他们成长的岁月知道哪些世界观是正确的并是值得可以遵循的。
I was blessed to have people in my days as a youth and college student who personally invested in me and my spiritual walk with God.
我非常的幸运在我年轻跟在大学日子里面有人亲自投资于在我的身上帮助我跟神的关系我跟神的灵性生活。
My youth pastor took a small group of us newly baptized kids and taught us the basics of Christian faith.
我的年轻的时候的年轻牧师带领我们一群刚受洗的一群小孩子，教我们怎么样基督教信仰的一些基本知识。
An older woman at our church spent time with me almost weekly to meet with me when I was a freshman in college.
在我大学一年级的时候，我们有一个教会有个老妇人，她每一周都花时间跟我碰面。
We read and learned about Christian topics that I was interested in, like prayer.
And 我在那时候我们阅读了并学习了对我自己很感兴趣的一些主题，例如说怎么祷告。
She showed me generosity and hospitality when I had no place to stay in SLO during the summer.
And 在夏天的时候，当我没有在圣路易斯堡那时候没有地方住的时候，她展示了慷慨和热情的友谊。
She also let me borrow Christian books that were inspiring for my walk with God, like The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom.
And 她还让我借用基督借一些基督徒的一些书籍，这书籍都讲到怎么样与神同行，比如说 Corrie ten Boom 的一个藏身处。
Another woman at church made a small discipleship group that went over foundational topics, during which I encountered God's grace for the brokenness in my family.
在那个时候，教会有另外一个姐妹呢，成立了一个小型的门徒小组，讲到一些基本的一些教导。在这个时候，我遇到跟神对家庭破裂的一些特别的恩典。
This helped me not only understand mercy and forgiveness intellectually, but also in my heart and in a practical way.
这个不但帮助我在理智上了解到怜悯神的怜悯跟宽恕，并在实际上我的内心跟帮助到我。
By God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, God used these people in my life to help me mature and grow to understand that Christianity is not about being a good person, going to church, and doing my quiet time.
靠着神的恩典跟圣灵的工作，神在我生命中使用了这些人，帮助我能够成长跟成熟，也让我明白不是基督徒不只是一个好人或只是去教会聚会的人。
I was able to understand that it is about knowing Jesus and embracing the grace he has for me.
是能够让我更清楚了解是关于认识基督并接受他对我的一些恩典。
I was able to grow out of my legalism and my uncompassionate heart toward others.
这个呢，使我摆脱我的一些律法主义跟对他人无情的一些对待。
This maturation process actually continued as I became involved in making disciples myself.
这成熟的这个过程呢，实际上在我自己参与门徒训练过程中仍然在进行。
Following the example of those before me, I made a commitment to pour into the lives of others, in particular college students.
因为有这些过去的人在我身上的影响的榜样，我就继续承诺倾注我自己的生命在他人的生命上面，特别是对这些大学生。
They are at a crossroads where they have to decide what their worldview will be and if they accept or reject what they grew up with.
这些大学生正处于一个十字路口，他们必须要自己决定他们的世界观是什么，是接受呢还是拒绝。在这个成长经历来讲是非常重要。
They are in a position of great potential to be used for God's kingdom, but also in a lot of danger from influences that can pull them away from God.
他们处于一个很有可能被神在神的国度里面使用的一个位置，但也面临着许多可能使他们远离神的一些影响的危险。
As I started meeting with students, I learned to listen and understand their particular challenges.
当我开始跟这些学生面对面的时候，我学会了怎么样去倾听并去理解他们的一些特别的挑战。
Their challenges forced me to grow and figure out how to help, though in some circumstances I don't know if I actually helped.
他们的挑战逼迫我必须要成长并知道怎么样去提供一些帮助，虽然在某些情况下我真的不知道我是否真的提供了帮助。
But each was a learning opportunity for me.Further convincing me of my need to continue my own spiritual growth and study to fuel my efforts.
And 这每一次对我来讲都是一个学习的机会，进一步让我看到我必须继续自己的灵命成长跟学习，以推动我的努力。
This includes Bible study, learning about this generation and how they are different, and understanding the current challenges to the Christian worldview.
这都包括要如何在圣经上面下功夫，了解这一代人啊，他们的需要跟他们的不同之处，并且了解当前基督教世界观面临的挑战。
I love working with new Christians who are enthusiastic about learning the basics of reading the Bible and doing quiet time.
我非常喜欢那些基督徒，他们热衷于学习，愿意去读圣经啊，并且花这些时间跟他们一起啊侍奉。
There were also times when it was pretty stressful learning about and trying to deal with certain struggles.
但有的时候呢，这些学习跟这些尝试的一些经验啊，面对是非常有很大的压力的。
Some struggles and sins are more distressing than others.One time, I think I got a stomach ulcer from the stress of working with one student.
有些这些挣扎跟罪恶比其他的还要令人更加的痛苦。有一次我因为跟一个学生在一起工作的压力使我得了胃溃疡。
One of the main ways I've grown through this, is understanding that we cannot change people, but the more important thing is to continually point them back to the gospel, that they may love Jesus more.
所以我通过这些事情的成长主要的方式之一是了解我们没有办法改变人，但最重要的不是改变他们，而是把他们继续的带领引向福音，让他们能更爱耶稣。
This has helped me to understand the great grace he has for me and for them.
这帮助我了解神对我们身上这么样巨大的恩典。
He is so patient in working with us.
神在这样的耐心的跟我们一起来同工。
Leaning into these problems challenges me to understand his compassion for us.
就在深入研究这些问题的时候，就挑战我去理解神对我们的怜悯。
Sometimes it is very hard for me to pursue people who are busy, tired, ashamed, or apathetic.
有的时候我很难去跟这些好像很忙碌很疲倦你羞愧冷漠的人一起同工。
However, understanding and experiencing God's compassion gives me motivation to continue making disciples.
所以呢因为了解神这样的一个恩典又给我继续做门徒的这样动力。
Romans 12 verse 1 says, Therefore, I urge you brothers, in view of God's mercy,to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
在罗马书第十二章第一节里面讲说，所以弟兄们啊，我要以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
We are motivated by God's great mercy to offer up ourselves in the service of discipling others. Thank you.
我们遇到是我们的神给我们这么样多大的怜悯，所以我们有这样有因为他的怜悯，我们有这样的一个激励，愿为别人成为门徒而献上自己来侍奉我们的主。
我们谢谢安娜姐妹给我们的分享。
We want to thank Sister Anna to share with us.
那么她亲自的见证了，借着门徒训练，那么神在她生命中的作为，也在其他人生命当中的改变。
And so her testimony, we can see that how God has worked, in her and other people.
那么感谢神，我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹以前都接受过门徒训练，或者说自己也带领过别人做过门徒训练。
I'm very thankful that there are many brothers and sisters among us that have, done the disciple training in the past.
那么我想这是给我们提供了一个非常便利的机会啊。
And so this is very convenient for us.
所以希望我们教会在推动门徒训练上就会更加的有这样的利用这样的资源。
So that's very convenient for us because we already have some of the resource in our church already.
那么今天我们来思想的经文呢是在提摩太后书的第二章第二节。
Today we're going to talk about, and the Bible sharing is in the 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经，新约圣经，提摩太后书二章二节。
So if you have the Bible, please turn your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二节，我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
I will read Chinese, I will read English.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the thing you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
所以提摩太后书呢，一般认为是保罗在临终之前的绝笔。
And so this the Second Timothy is probably the last book of Paul.
因此，这是保罗给提摩太最后的吩咐。
And this is the last command from Paul to Timothy.
委托他将保罗的教训传承下去。
To entrust Timothy to continue the teaching.
毫无疑问。保罗的教训是来自耶稣的教导。
Undoubtedly, that Paul's teaching is coming from the Lord.
所以他忠心将这些教导传给了提摩太。
So he has been faithfully to pass on his teaching to Timothy.
他也要求提摩太将这教导交托给其他的人。
So he entrusted Timothy that to continue the teaching to next generation.
由此可见，这种信仰的传承呢，是一种责任和义务。
So therefore, we can see there's a responsibility and obligation.
所以门徒训练啊，不是锦上添花。
And so the disciple training is not just icing on the cake.
那么更不是可有可无。
It's not necessary you can have it or not have.
因为这是我们对主忠心的真实体现。
And this is something that we show our faithfulness.
我们看到这里的有四代的传承。
So here we see there's a four generation of passing on.
那在这一句经文里，我们知道第一代呢，就是保罗。
The first generation was Paul.
那么作为使徒，他从复活的主耶稣那里领受了使命。
The apostle, he received the mission from the resurrected Lord.
那么他将福音从小亚细亚带到了欧洲。
Bring the gospel from Asia Minor to Europe.
那么这个第二代呢，就是提摩太。
The second generation was Timothy.
那么提摩太呢，是他从保罗那里领受了这些教训。
Timothy received those lessons and teaching from Paul.
那我们再看这段经文里还有个第三代。
So when we read the verse, there's also the third generation.
那么这第三代人呢，就是从提摩太那里领受了教训。
So the third generation were taught by Timothy.
那么提摩太要把这个责任也要交给他们。
And Timothy want to entrust those responsibility to next generation.
那么这就是第四代，那么这些人要继续在教导其他的人。
And so the fourth generation was the next generation of disciples led by those people.
所以这样的话，耶稣的教训就一代一代的传递下去。
So therefore, Jesus' teaching can pass on one generation to another.
这就是所谓的四世同堂式的门徒训练。
So this is so-called the four-generation discipleship training.
那么中国有句俗话叫做“名师出高徒”。
So there's a Chinese saying that a great teacher produces accomplished pupils.
那么武侠小说那些英雄人物啊，你看他要想学得绝技的话。
And so in Kung Fu novels, who those who wanted to learn those special skills?
他们都要不畏艰难，翻山越岭的去寻找一些名师哈。
So they all have to overcome difficulty and travel across the mountain to find the best masters.
所以属灵的生命也是一样哈。
The same is true for the spiritual life.
所以我们要想在灵性上成长，那么效法他人是不可或缺的。
So to grow spiritually, one cannot do without the guidance of others.
那么更离不开其他人的指点。
So we need the guidance of others.
虽然现代的科学技术日新月异啊。
And although the science and technology have advanced quickly,
你看最近的新闻说人类可以到太空中去旅行了。
So beside the astronaut, right now, the just regular human being can travel to space.
但是人的根本需要其实是没有改变。
But the foundation of the human needs have not changed.
所以我们现在所走的路那么古代的人其他的人都已经走过了。
The path we're walking right now has been taken by our ancestor in the past.
因此啊门徒训练这门古老的艺术在现今的时代还是非常宝贵的。
So therefore, the ancient art of discipleship training is still extremely valuable in the day of age.
可能有人会有疑问说我到哪去找好的老师呢？
And maybe people ask, where can I find a good teacher?
那么其实孔子说啊三人行必有我师。
And so the Confucian has said, there's always a teacher for me in threesome.
所以这个圣人都是如此说何况是你我啊。
And even Confucian say that, not to mention you and me.
所以只要我们有一颗谦虚好学的心啊。
And as long as we are humble and studious.
我们到哪里都可以找到效法的榜样。
We can always find a good model or a good example for us.
那我在达拉斯读神学院的时候呢，那个神学院有个很好的这个节目，一个 program 啊。
And when I was studying Dallas's seminary school, there was an excellent program.
那这个是专门为神学生的配偶来预备的。
It was designed and provided to the student's spouse.
当然这个不是强制性需要你自愿去注册啊自愿去参加。
So it was on a volunteer basis, you can just sign up by yourself.
所以师母啊 ,Becky 师母她就去参加这个项目。
So Becky participated in this program.
所以这个项目其中一个呢就为她指定一个导师。
And so for this special program that someone assigned a teacher for Becky.
那么就是我们神学院教授他的太太啊 ,Dr. Toussaint 的太太叫 Maxine.
And so it was Dr. Toussaint's wife, Maxine.
那现在 Dr. Toussaint 已经去世了。
And Dr. Toussaint has already passed away.
我想这个最甜美的一段时间对于 Becky 在我读神学院非常忙碌的时候。
And this was the most beautiful time that in Becky's time, when Pastor Chen was extremely busy.
根本就没有时间去管家里的事情。
I did not have any time to mind any business at home.
但是那么师 Becky 师母她也有机会哈、啊、来从这个Maxine 那里每一段时间他们就会聚集在一起彼此的分享彼此的祷告互相的勉励。
And Maxine became Becky's mentor. Very often they get together regularly to pray and study God's word together.
所以弟兄姐妹我们从其他人的身上都可以学到一些好的东西。
We can always learn something good from others.
但是好的老师啊得你自己去找才可以的。
And so the good teacher, sometimes you cannot find.
不是说你自己要去找的，要主动去找的。
And sometimes you need to take initiative to find it.
Yeah, 就像正如保罗在这个哥林多前书十一章第一节所说的啊。
And as Paul said, in the First Corinthians chapter 11 said,
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
You should imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以这个最终的目标我们效法别人不是说模仿他一切的事情。
It's not we try to copy everything from other people.
乃是效法那个人他从身上所有的基督身上的那些闪光的品格。
And try to learn something that from another person who has a really shiny godly characters.
不但我们可以从身边的人上去学哈。
And besides, we can learn from people around us.
其实 很多我们不认识的人，我们也可以从他们那里学到东西的啊。
Even we can learn things from the people we don't know.
比如说透过书籍，透过电视，透过网络等等。
And so through books, TV or internet.
那么甚至包括那些已经去世的人，我们仍然可以从他的生活经历中学到一些功课。
Even for people who has passed away, we can also learn something good from them.
那么今年十月份呢，我们教会将有这个有一个宣道的一个宣教周哈。嗯。
And this in October we're going to have a mission week.
那我们会特别请以前这个正道神学院的院长刘富礼牧师来跟我们来分享。
We're going to bring the president of a seminary school, Pastor Felix Liu.
那我第一次在南加州见到刘富礼牧师的时候，我就有机会向他去请教啊。
And the first time I met Pastor Liu, I have an opportunity to ask him some questions.
因为像这样有生命力、有见证、有操练的传道人，现在真的不是很多。
So someone who's so reputable has such a spiritual foundation, you don't see it very often.
那么他在神学院也是教导这个属灵的这个操练的东西啊。
And he also teaches the special spiritual discipline in seminary school.
所以当时我就问说，我说，刘院长，我这是很想我在这个属灵上面有追求，你有没有好的办法可以教给我？
So Pastor Chen asked the President Liu, is there any skills that you can introduce to me? How can I be more spiritual?
所以刘院长就跟我分享说，你要写日记，就是 journaling.
And so the President Liu said, you need to do write journals.
就是把你跟神之间的祷告，跟你跟神之间的互动，神给你的启示都记下来。
And write down the interaction you have with God and also the prayers.
所以这是一种属灵的操练。
And this is one way of spiritual discipline.
不过当时我听了，我就马上一笑说，我说这个不太可能的。
And so I kind of laugh at it a little bit. That's not possible.
那我们在中国都知道，文化大革命那些挨斗的人，不就是因为他日记上都写的东西被人家查出来的吗？是不是？
Oh, no, we know. We learned something from the Cultural Revolution. Those people who had been doing the journaling and got caught, and there was a record of it.
所以从小我们就养成习惯，什么东西都不写下来。
So we learned that we would never write down anything.
啊，这别人就抓不着把柄了。
And so people have no evidence to catch us.
但是我就说，哎呀，这个不可能的。我说刘院长，这个做不到，我们没有这个习惯写日记。
So I said, no, we don't have a habit of journaling, and that's not possible.
但是过了几年之后，我去慢慢的去思想，慢慢的去演练，从其他的地方学到一些，哦，这个确实是一个非常有效的办法。
After a few years, I found that the journaling is a very effective way.
所以不光是我年纪大，有些事情很快就忘了。
Not only because I'm doing the aging process, I forget things.
确实是神的恩典，神给我的启示一些亮光，忘记了。
And very often forget God's revelation, and so I tend to forget.
所以我就现在有个习惯，说神给了我什么样的感动，什么样的，我就把它写下来。
So now I have this habit that whenever God moves me and some things happen, I will write down in my journal.
包括我跟神的一些个特别有触动我心灵的一些祷告，我也写下来。
And especially there are special prayers that God has moved me, I write it down.
所以弟兄姐妹，这些属灵的操练，如果我们不是刻意去做的话，我们没有办法帮助我们提高。
So if we don't have this spiritual discipline, then our spiritual life will not improve.
那我们教会的门徒训练计划到底是怎样的呢？
So what is our church discipleship training program?
那么我们特别上一次讲到，我们说教会事工的核心就是应该培训门徒。
And last time we talked about the focus of church ministry is to train disciples.
那有一次一个教会的长老就跟我说了，你这个门徒训练什么，我这个我们这个教会崇拜啊，小组查经啊，我们的主日学，我们都是在培训门徒。
And then one time in the past, there's one elder asked me a question on church worship, small group, Bible study, Sunday school, all part of disciple training.
所以不需要有什么特别的门徒训练，什么计划之类。我们的主日学就是培训门徒。
Why do we need to have a special those disciple training program? All those things I mentioned earlier, they are part of disciple training.
确实，教会的事工所有的核心都是围绕着培训门徒的。
So indeed, those things we do are part of disciple training.
千万不要以为说我们做门徒训练，只有门徒训练才会培训门徒。
We cannot say only the disciple training, the training program are only disciple training.
我们要理解这个门徒训练呢，和主日学是不一样。
However, we need to understand the disciple training is different from Sunday school.
虽然这两个方式都同样是传授属灵的知识，
Although the spiritual knowledge is also imparted,
但是门徒训练不是授课，
But disciple training is not teaching,
而是乃是言传身教。
But teaching by being present and modeling.
那么你去有小组查经的话，可能也会在一个人的属灵生命上有帮助的。
Of course, you're going to improve your spiritual life by participating in small group Bible study.
但是门徒训练呢，是当然也离不开查考圣经。
Of course, the disciple training cannot be separate from Bible study and cannot be separate from reading Bible.
但是查经并非就是门徒训练。
However, Bible study is not necessary discipleship training.
那么大家说，哦，陈牧师，你把我搞糊涂了。门徒训练到底是什么东西啊？
Oh, Pastor Chen, you really confuse us. So what is a discipleship training?
这个门徒训练呢，就是借助着属灵的操练来改变我们的生活形态。
Disciple training is through strong
spiritual exercises,
spiritual
discipline,
right? Discipline to change us.
那么这些个我们生活的改变啊，在一般的情况下我们是没有办法做到的。
And so those are things cannot be achieved through normal circumstances.
因此门徒训练有着极强的针对性。
So therefore the disciple training has an extremely strong focus.
所以它要达到一个特定的目标啊。
So to achieve a specific goals.
比如说我要去操练我怎么样学习去祷告。
And so I need to try to exercise how to learn how to pray.
我要学习去操练，我怎么样来克服我这个经常爱生气、爱发脾气这个毛病。
I need to exercise to overcome my anger. I have a hot tempers.
我怎么样？我的心中有很多对某人有很多的怨恨，我怎么样去解决这个问题？
How do we resolve when I have a lot of hatred toward a particular person?
所以它是有个特定的目的啊。
There's a specific focus.
所以这个短期呢大概有三个月到六个月啊。
And this short-term period may last about 3 to 6 months.
那么长期的也可能有两年到三年的时间。
And the long-term one may last about 2 to 3 years.
所以这门徒训练有带领者有实习生啊。
And so the disciple training, there's a discipler and also their disciple.
那我们这里就不用这个老师跟学生这个概念哈。
And so we're not going to use the word teacher and the students.
因为这个带领者跟实习生之间的互动呢，其实上是一种对话啊。
And so the interaction between the disciple and disciple is really a conversation.
而且更是一种生命中的陪伴哈。
And so is the companionship in your spiritual life.
那个带领者呢，是跟实习生一起走过一段这种属灵生命的路程。
And so the discipler and the disciple are walking together in their spiritual life.
那么圣灵才是真正的老师。
The true teacher actually is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣才是我们效法的榜样。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is our example to follow.
所以门徒训练注重的是 建造这个关系、啊、
So the disciple training actually focuses on building the relationship.
是以生命来影响生命。
And to influence others by your own life.
所以我这样解释之后大家应该可以理解这个门徒训练 是一种特殊的培训门徒的方式。
So this is a very special, unique, training.
这个是其他的方式无法取代的。
And this cannot be replaced by other methods.
那么我们教会要推广的门徒训练呢是一对一的方式。
So what we want to promote is a one-on-one discipleship training.
所以每一对的门徒训练呢都有一位带领者有一位实习生。
So each, the pair,consists of a discipler and a disciple.
那这种方式呢就是针对性很强。
So this method is highly targeted.
那么我们是按照每个人的需要可以量体裁衣。
So tailored to individual needs.
比如他们见面的时间啊地点啊他们学习的材料啊都可以灵活的安排。
So it can be extremely flexible with the time, the location, and learning materials.
所以这样呢这个培训无疑就会加强双方的那个属灵的关系。
So therefore, the such training will undoubtedly strengthen the spiritual relationship between the two parties.
有些人甚至会终身会受益于这种非常稳固的一个关系。
Many will benefit for life.
那么有人会问那么到底带领者和实习生的标准都有些什么呢？
So what people may ask, what's the criteria for discipler and disciples?
那么首先我们初步的跟大家介绍一下这个带领者呢需要满足大概有五个标准。
Just to give you a glimpse of some of the introduction, the discipler needs to meet five criteria.
那么第一个就至少你大概有五年的基督徒的信仰经历。
So number one, being a Christian for probably five or more than 5 years.
然后第二个呢就是他可以已经是稳固的参加教会的崇拜啊聚会等等。
And secondly is regular participating in church worship and some other group meetings.
那么第三个呢就是他对门徒训练呢有充分的热情。
And thirdly is discipler is full of enthusiasm of a discipleship training.
就是我们非常有这个热情我们愿意在别人的属灵生命上有份。
And is excited to be part of other people's spiritual life.
当然最好呢第四点就是最好这个人呢参加过以前参加过门徒训练。
Ideally is those people have received a discipleship training before.
但是这个呢并不是必须的。
But this actually is not a requirement here.
那么第五个呢就是你必须要有时间去预备然后要花时间去带领人这是一个高度的委身。
Lastly, but lastly is spending time to prepare and prepare the material.
那么对于实习生来说呢需要满足的下面三个条件三个标准。
But the disciples need to meet the three criteria.
那么这个实习生也可以是基督徒也可以是慕道友。
And those disciples can be Christian or maybe seekers.
但是呢他必须对信仰是有兴趣。
They must have an interest in faith.
Yeah, 而且有愿意成长的这个愿望。
They have a heart wanted to grow.
那么第三个方面就是这些一定要有这个委身就是愿意花时间去预备。
And so the thirdly, you're willing to spend time in preparation.
那么也按时跟这个带领者要会面。
And regularly meet with a discipler.
所以这是个很高强度的一个委身。
And so this is a highly committed.
所以这个带领者跟实习生可以安排每周或者是隔周见面。
So the discipler and the disciple can arrange to meet either weekly or bi-weekly.
那么实习生就需要提前预习这个课程的内容。
And the disciple need to review the materials ahead of time.
所以为了推动这个门徒训练的事工呢教会将会成立一个工作小组。
So in order to promote the ministry of a disciple training, the church will start a work group.
那么来协助牧师做宣传、注册、推广的工作。
To assist the pastor in promoting and registration.
那么从本周开始，我们教会就正式开始这个筹备哈。
And so beginning this week, the church already began some of the preparation.
我们会召集这个先首先培训这个带领者。
And we will start call for the potential leaders.
那么也欢迎这个弟兄姐妹呢积极报名参加门徒训练。
Really encourage brother and sister to sign up the discipleship training program.
那么实习生呢可以选择带领者。
If you're a disciple, you can choose your discipler.
那么这个带领者呢也可以选择实习生。
And the disciple can choose your disciples.
所以我们希望大家就把这个事情放在祷告之中。
I hope everyone will put this in your prayer.
如果说我愿意成为带领者的话，那么谁可以作为你的实习生呢？
If I'm willing to become a discipler, who can be my disciple?
如果我愿意成为实习生，那谁又可能会成为我的带领者呢？
If I want to be a disciple, who can be my discipler?
我们希望圣灵来感动我们弟兄姐妹每一个人。
I hope the Holy Spirit will move every one of us.
使这个门徒训练能够真正达到他的目的。
So for disciple training can really achieve its goal.
而不只是教会的所推动的一个项目而已。
So not just a regular church program.
那么牧师跟这个门徒训练的工作小组也会为大家协调给大家提供帮助。
And so the pastor and the disciple training work group will coordinate and try to help others.
那么最终呢我们确定一对一的这个门徒训练关系。
So we have a decided one-to-one discipleship relationship.
所以我们鼓励大家踊跃的报名参加。
We really encourage everyone to participate.
弟兄姐妹，这样的话呢，我们这七月份这个三个星期的门徒训练这个系列今天就结束了。
So we have a complete three-week discipleship training by today.
但是我们教会门徒训练的推动呢才只是刚刚起步。
However, the discipleship training program in our church has just started.
这是一个长期的事工。
This is a long-term ministry.
需要教会弟兄姐妹的参与跟大力的支持。
That requires active participation and very strong support by you.
如果你对这个事工有任何的疑问呢，可以随时跟牧师联系。
If you have any question regarding this ministry, please contact me.
那么我记得我刚刚搬来加州的时候啊，我就对这边教会有一些弟兄姐妹印象非常深刻啊。
And so when I just moved to California, I was extremely impressed by some of the brothers and sisters in the church.
那我在这个教会呢，有一个老姐妹，她叫 Ellen Chu.
And so there was a very elderly sister. Her name was Ellen Chu.
那么她呢，已经是在美国土生土长的这个华人了哈。
And she was an ABC.
那么在教会里面非常的忠心。
And she was serving the church very faithfully.
所以对教会的聚会她每一次都会准时来参加。
She was never absent, always attend every single church ministry.
她一直在带领这个儿童主日学已经带了几十年。
She was teaching children Sunday school for many decades.
直到最后说她已经说是这个精力啊已经没有办法再做这些事情他不得不放下。
So she finally had to give up because she could not do it anymore.
所以教会有什么需要你都知道你可以来依靠这个家庭他们都会成为教会的一个支柱。
And so whenever there's a need, the family will always support.
每每在教会看见他都是非常开心的样子。
Every time when you see this, this sister, she's always joyful.
即使在她最后生活的几年当中，那老人家她的生活非常，这个身体的状况，她的生活就非常的艰难。
And so it was very difficult for her for the last few years of her life because of her health.
你很少看她会抱怨， 会愁眉苦脸，来到教会就是欢喜快乐的样子。
You never see her complain or worry. She's always joyful.
所以每次见到牧师，她就会说：“牧师，我有什么可以为你祷告的？”
Every time she saw the pastor, she will always offer praying for them.
所以我想，我们每个人都希望有这样的基督徒多多的在我们的教会当中，对不对？
We all wish we have so many Christians like her in our church.
但是这样的基督徒化不会自然而然会在教会里发生的。
But those Christians would not just happen in our church.
这是几十年训练的结果。
And this is the result of many years of training.
所以我今天可以公开的跟你分享她的名字，因为这位姐妹她已经与主同在离开人世。
So I can openly share her name with you because she is with the Lord now.
所以每每我想到他，我就说一个多么好的见证。
Every time I think about what a beautiful testimony.
我想我们教会也同样可以做到这样子。
But our church can also achieve the goal.
我们当中有很多很忠心的基督徒。
There are so many very faithful Christians in our church.
他们可以成为我们的榜样。
They can become our examples.
也愿意我们所有将来能够在这个教会受洗的人也都可以效法这样的榜样。
And so for people being baptized, they can also follow those examples.
我们最后鼓励大家真是好好的为这个事情祷告。
So last that, I really encourage every one of you guys that is really pray for this ministry.
我们希望大家踊跃的参加，以生命来影响生命。
So really encourage you to participate the discipleship training to influence your life to others.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主的保守跟带领。
Lord, we just want to thank you for your guidance and protection.
为我们过去三个星期跟大家的分享，我们恭敬都交托在你的手中。
I trust that our ministry into you, the things that we have shared last 3 weeks.
愿主你圣灵亲自的在我们心中工作。
And your Holy Spirit will work among us.
我们不只是推动门徒训练，只是为了推动一项事工而已。
We not just only want to promote a ministry.
我们知道我们恳求你是借着这个门徒训练来改变我们的生命。
And rather, so through the discipleship training, it really changed us.
使我们的生命更像耶稣基督的样式。
Our life will be more like Jesus.
愿主你赐福我们的教会。
And continue, we ask you to bless our church.
愿主你保守我们当中的每一位。
And continue to protect every one of us here.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until the day you come.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.